Now, we're going to start with the really tough stuff. I need your first name,
right?
And spell it.
Okay, Jose, J-O-S-E.
Elliot, yes. Stand on this side and have him talk.
Oh, you got it, you got it.
Go ahead.
Okay. Okay, and then last name?
Rodriguez, R-O-D-R-I-G-U-E-Z.
Okay, and then just for the record, can you state your job title on the...
Yes, I'm a Texas State Senator representing District 29 in El Paso.
Okay, and then can you tell me a little bit, since September 11th, the National Guard has deployed a lot of forces to, in support of the global war of terrorism. Can you talk a little bit about the vast support that we provided?
Well, there's no question the Texas National Guard in particular, as I understand it, has the largest number of personnel deployed since 9/11 in Afghanistan, in Iraq, and generally fighting the global war on terror. And so we're very proud of our troops, especially for all of the sacrifices that the members of the Guard and their families make on behalf of our nation.
Now, what involvement do you have with the event we're having here today, then, I guess?
Well, as a Texas State Senator, I serve on the Senate Veteran and Military Installations Committee, and very supportive of our military. I come from El Paso, which has the largest base in Texas and close to the largest in the nation, I think, Fort Bliss. We have a lot of veterans and military personnel in my community, and we understand the sacrifices that families make and the efforts that they make to keep us safe and to have the nation be involved in securing the safety for the rest of the world as well.
Okay. And then, what's it called? You feel a pretty influential role on the State Senate Committee. Can you tell me a little bit about your job duties there?
Well, it's basically to handle all matters that involve the military installations, and Veterans Affairs. I authored the bill that revised the Texas Military Code for the first time in a in over 50 years, I believe, to make it conform to the U.S. Military Code. And I also co-authored a bill that would provide property tax exemptions for the spouses of deceased veterans, and worked on many other issues involving the military and veteran families. So I'm very honored to have served on that committee with Senator Vandepute from San Antonio, who's the chairman of the committee. And we certainly look forward to continuing to do everything we can to support our military and their families.
And then, Texas itself is especially as a veteran myself, I know how friendly, got a Hazelwood Act. Mm-hmm. They definitely take time to honor their... To honor their veterans. Why do you think that happens here in Texas more than it does in other states?
Well, I think Texas just has that tradition from the early days of the Republic. I believe that Texas has always honored and supported its veterans. And we're a proud state. We like to brag about our state, and we like to brag about our troops, like everything else. And so we're very supportive of the military in Texas. We have very great bases in Fort Bliss and the ones in San Antonio and elsewhere in the state. I think the population in Texas is appreciative of what our military does. Certainly, Texas has taken the lead in its share of war heroes and people who have made sacrifices to maintain America safe and to promote our freedom.
And then we're here on September 10th, opening up this museum exhibit on basically the last 10 years of Texas National Guard services. What do you feel is the significance of opening this today, of all days, right around?
Well, I think it is extremely significant on the 10th anniversary to open up an exhibit like this at Camp Mayberry because it's important, as General Nichols said, to make sure that people remember this day, remember the people who gave their lives, remember the heroes, the firefighters, the police, and others in New York that stepped up to the plate and gave their own lives in trying to save individuals. And also for our young people, I think it is very important for young people to not forget that this happened, that it caused a lot of loss of life, and that it is the beginnings of a new era in our history in terms of fighting against terrorism. And so I think it is very important to have opened it on this day here in this military installation and in our state's capital.
Okay. Let me just make sure he doesn't have more, but we might need to get going. Are they about to do?
They're about to start.
Hey, I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up just because...
yeah, let's go ahead and wrap this up.
He's got to get up there. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh, did you have any more questions? I think they're about to open the...
Yeah, just one question real quick. Mm-hmm. You know, you have a lot of affiliation with the Veterans Affairs, correct?
Yes.
So what does it mean to you to have this open? What does it mean for you to the veterans?
Well, I think it's a very meaningful event to open on the 10th anniversary of 9/11 because we all need to remember what happened on that day. We need to have our young people remember that. And we need to honor the memory of those who lost their lives, not only the people that were in the World Trade Centers, but also the firefighters, the policemen, and others who stepped up to the plate and were there as when their country needed them. It's monumental. I think it's very significant for our state and for our nation to have a museum like this in Texas, which supplies the greatest number of National Guard troops since 9/11 to the war against terror up in Afghanistan, Iraq, and other places in the globe. And so I'm very proud of that, that our troops from Texas, from this base, are out there protecting freedom. And so this, I think, signifies the determination that we have as a country and as a state to not only maintain people safe, but to also promote freedom.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Cool.
All right.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank
Senator.
You guys.
Thank
you.
So
where am I going?
I think we're all heading out to the bleachers outside.
Yeah, I've been known to walk away with this steel.
Do you have a collection of them at your house?
Yeah. Oops, did I break this?
No, you actually... Nope, no, you
thank
didn't.
You.
Thank you.
And we'd be hearing you all.